BBC, Holby City. Starring Hari Dhillon as Michael, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Olga Fedori as Frida, and Adam Astill as Dan. Rebound, written by Martha Hillier.
All right, I'm taking a quick response unit down to the site. Sputnik's already on board. I need one more volunteer.
Okay. You do not need to teach me my job. Because if you were good enough, you'd be doing it.
Maybe. But not by default.
Oliver, I need to see you in my office. It's about Penny. The carriage was unstable. She shouldn't have crawled under. There was nothing I could do.
Oliver identifies Penny's body. Michael, Sasha, Dan, and Malik are playing basketball in the car park. They're all dressed in smart, dark suits. Sasha scores a point.
Spread yourself!
Oh, 7-2. All right.
You don't time out.
Make me hustled.
I thought you said you could play basketball.
I did not know you could play basketball.
Years of netball.
One word.
I thank you.
Rebound.
One word. Marking.
You've got to pick up the rebound, Dan.
Sorry, you were away, Captain, when?
When I saw you play like a little girl.
All right, come on, ladies. Take it easy. It's all just for fun.
Malik snatches the ball from Dan, then starts to bounce it.
Displacement activity. Just maybe.
I trust you cascaded HR's note about counselling.
Seriously. You'd be better off putting money behind the bar. I cascaded.
Watch him.
Hansen leaves her at the window, looking guilty.
Rebound, Dan! Box him out, Dan! Box him out! What's wrong with you?
Oh!
Disgrace!
Right.
Absolute disgrace!
Mark him!
You're supposed to pick up the rebound!
11-3!
Come on!
Come up.
Michael gets the ball and throws it to Sasha, who leaps up for it, only to get hit in the groin by Dan.
Oh, sorry, fella, my bad.
Oi.
You've had kids, right?
Right. Foul play among suspense globetrotters?
No, just me being a klutz.
I trust being a klutz won't delay delivery of your post-op infection review, already 3 days late.
But there are hundreds
of... Mr. Malik, you'll be on Keller today.
No, I need it with me on AAU.
You can't cope without me. The Malik's the glue down there.
And why exactly am I paying Mr. Spence to run the place?
Great teammate, Malik.
Way to back up the boss, Zippy.
Whatever, man. It's not my fault. Spence is on the ropes, and the Malik's being groomed. Oh, swish!
Michael adjusts his clothes as he makes his way to the doors leading into AAU. He takes a moment before swiping his ID card and going inside.
Where have you been? We've been back for over an hour. Do I run this place by myself now?
Yeah, Malik's on Keller. It's just you and me.
She raises her eyebrows at him.
What? What? All right. What? What did I miss? What? Nuclear explosion? Sudden ice age?
Alien invasion.
Unbelievable.
Mike the cool one. Of all the dives in all the world?
Sunil body, you got fat.
How long can you be back in the UK? Why are you not cool?
Hey, man, I got too many other friends.
What is with this sweaty reservoir dog's look?
Hey, it's called exercising. Maybe you should try it.
Now, what can I say, man? The wife's Italian. Hey, how's, our girl from the year above?
Yeah.
Curly hair?
Annalise. Didn't work out.
No way. I thought that was long haul. I'm sorry. Oh, never mind. What are you driving? No, screw that. Ask me what I'm driving.
All right, so you're still putting the Max and maxillofacial, huh?
Yeah, I got advertising guys in after you walked. Today, I'm saving a private patient from the front line.
Hey, don't knock this front line. I run it, all right? I'm NHS born again.
Whoa, how the mighty have fallen, friend.
She wants to see you.
Frida gestures to Michael.
Who's this patient?
He wouldn't tell me. So I go Snoopy, and I find out that she was brought into ED late last night. Orbital blowout, zygomatic fracture to the left side. So do you think she needs plastic, so Mr. Barty materialized from London?
What happened? Accident?
No accident. She was beaten like a dog. And that guy, he says he's just a friend. Your friend says no questions asked, and then taking her away in a private ambulance.
All right, D.I. Petrenko, get back to work. We're, understaffed.
Because Penny's dead? Well, are we not gonna mention her name now?
The patient has a bandage across her face. On Darwin.
You guys back already? I thought you'd go to the pub.
Wasn't that kind of funeral? Didn't even get a cup of tea out of them.
I think we wanted it to be just family.
Is that an English thing?
No, the English thing is to drop a depressing subject.
Should I have gone? No, I didn't want to intrude.
Why are you so upset? You barely knew her.
I'm not getting upset. I just know you guys have been through it.
Right. You like kids, girl with pigtails, unusual mucus. Greg, easy one for you. Old guy, query arrhythmia.
I don't really want the kid ones.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you get over-involved and it makes you a sad little squirrel.
No, I just don't want to be pigeonholed.
You've got to be tough to survive on Darwin, hun. You up to it or not?
I don't have a problem with dealing with children, you know.
Don't have to prove it to me.
I don't need any favours.
Yeah, but I hate old people always banging on about pensions. It makes me feel guilty. Come on, discharge the easy guy.
Thank you. And if you need to talk.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Hey, guys. Can we sort out your transport?
The phone's on the desk.
Frida, will you just help Mr. Bhatti, please?
Michael shrugs to Sunil.
Who's the girl?
Ah, don't worry, we're out of your hair.
Hey, as long as she's here, she's on my watch.
Severe non-accidental injuries, not good.
Okay, the cops know?
Yeah, and I don't think that was the worst of it.
Right. Well, I think we should get a female member of staff.
No, I already tried. She doesn't want anybody in there but that guy. I'm taking them to London.
Is it fixable?
Well, we can rebuild the nose, sort out the lacerations, but the eye socket's a nightmare.
And she's okay to travel?
Not really, but there isn't a plastics unit for miles around, so there's no choice.
All right, we'll just use one of my theaters. I'll make the time.
You don't have the kit. Or the expertise.
Oh, you better get serious. I'm the best plastic guy for miles, and that's this room included.
Ooh, fight and talk. I like that.
Come on. Don't risk a trip to London. We'll get the kit in. I'll do it.
Okay, incoming has superficial thigh head wound, ruptured Achilles tendon, and... Oh, you are gonna love this.
What?
Let's get him upstairs, guys. Licking plaster, bish, bash, bosh down the pub, yes?
Heave! Come on, guys, we at back centre.
More manpower needed here.
Please, sir, step away from the donuts.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Pokerface, friend, Pokerface.
Hey, Mr. Donnelly.
Hey there, Laura.
Who's that?
This is Mr. Spence. He's going to help me fix your face.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Is it okay if I take a look at you?
She glances at the heavy-set black man by her bedside, then nods.
Now, I need to touch your cheek. You comfortable with that?
Well, I still look normal.
Michael peels off the dressing.
Can you tell me what happened?
I don't remember.
All right, can you raise your eyebrow for me?
Can't.
Was a person who did this wearing rings?
Yeah, they were.
Sorry, you are?
Oh, that's Bob. He's fine. Just stop a sec.
Okay. All right, absolutely. I'm sorry, we can do this later, okay?
No, don't leave. Just...
Would you like a nurse to come sit with you?
Well, I have a nurse when you can have a doctor.
Please, can I have my mum?
Yeah, of course you can.
You said that's a
misunderstanding.
Night.
I'll chase it up.
I'll go back to normal, yeah?
Well, an operation should repair the damage, but I promise I'll do all I can.
Now the Levy family jewels.
Pretty functional, thank you.
Want me to have a look? You don't want some kind of hematoma?
I am medically trained.
Malik and Dan find the larger patient in a bright green hoist.
Oh, the hoist.
Bit over the top.
Right. Who's in charge?
I'm the general surgeon. He's the orthopod.
So you're the consultant?
No, I am. What seems to be the problem?
What do you think?
Can we just lower them?
The humiliation, the second-class treatment, the bad attitudes.
Whoa, who do you think's got a bad attitude?
Spare me. We've been here before. Contempt, discrimination, lack of dignity. Quick warning. I'm watching.
Good to know.
If you just start blaming it all on his weight, straight to your boss. Got it? We're sick of it.
All right, Dad?
Skinny white girls are mean, Dan.
Yeah, and I need you to sign off the purchase of some titanium screws and a craniofacial reconstruction kit.
And we'll need a micro drill and a 1.7 mil full plating kit.
And a bunch of other stuff. So, no, it's for a vulnerable patient. Okay, all right, well, I tell you what, why don't I come up and we can speak in person? Sure.
Problem with the suit?
Nope.
Mike, if you can't deliver, I need to get going.
I can deliver, I'm on it. So, this is good for sitting in Mayfair traffic.
She gets her workouts. I'm on the road most of the time in between clinics.
You going franchise?
London, Liverpool, and Glasgow. Tomorrow, who knows?
Well, you are the Colonel Sanders of plastics. So, how many gigawatts in the flux capacitor?
Hey, don't touch what you can't afford, huh?
Still stuck in 1985.
Some of us don't age. Don't pretend that you're not impressed.
No, I am. All you need now is the leopard skin seat covers and the teenage mistress.
Bob, I don't want to do it. I can't do it. Please don't make me.
You know you have to.
Mr. Domen...
Domenchensky. It's Polish.
Does he speak English?
Yes.
Great. We don't need any more curveballs today, do we?
The atmosphere has been a bit strange.
Henny.
I know we're not supposed to speak about it, but... Have you heard anything about any counselling? Or...
I don't need any counselling.
I didn't...
Mr. Domenchensky, I'm Miss Shah. Good news. Urine shows no abnormalities. ECG says arrhythmia is subsiding, suggesting that the cause is nothing malign. And liver function is good, again ruling out any heart failure.
I suppose it is good news?
Yes, it's good news. I'll take a whiz at the X-ray, but I'm sure that you can go home soon.
I don't want to go home. Home is no home for me. Don't you want to know my story? Why I collapsed?
Yes, I would love to, but I'm very busy. Perhaps one of the nurses could...
Fine. I am just a statistic for you.
Okay. Why don't you outline it in a nutshell?
Well, where shall I start? I came from Warsaw in 1949.
Why?
30 titanium screws at £100 a piece equals...
Too much to spend on one patient, of course.
Unless you'd like to take a pay cut.
She's a young girl. She is in trouble.
Oh, I see. It's an exercise in redemption. That's very heroic of you.
Look, just sign off the kit. I will get you your money's worth.
So we just cross our fingers that more young women present with horrific violent injuries?
Of course not, but it is time that we stepped up.
If the Barty Clinic can take her, why waste our resources?
Because we should.
Is that an emotive argument or a moral one?
Neither. It's math. It's economics.
How so?
The Barty Clinic wants to expand out here.
Good for them.
Sunil's an old friend of mine. I can persuade him to partner with us. If we can show him that we can get into the plastics game...
A game you haven't been in for some time.
Well, that wasn't my idea, was it? Look, we can generate enough revenue in the first year to cover 50% of the deficit on AAU.
Well, I can see that would cover your costs. Hardly chimes with the current climate, though, does it?
So you're going to reject this out of hand? You're not even going to take it to the board?
Well, realistically, Cunningham will hear plastics and think breast augmentation.
Oh, come on, it's so much more than that. You know, Cunningham might be a fool, but you're not. You know, it's not just about boob jobs. You know, it's about stuff like this, stuff that matters. Look, come on. If you sign up this kit today, I will bring you the Barty Clinic.
If you can bring me the Barty Clinic, I might just give you your kit.
Michael heads for the nurse's station with a clipboard.
You get that kit yet? I mean, we're kind of under a time pressure.
Yeah, it's all been signed off.
Great. Good call not to move her, by the way. She's fragile.
Okay. All right, look, I need all that ordered for AAU Theater ASAP.
This one needs Hansen's signature.
Since when did you start caring about paperwork? There. You run into any problems, I'll cover you.
Any problems? No problems. Everything's very normal.
Mike.
Hey, you ever think about setting up here? I could swing it with upstairs.
Friends in high places, huh?
Yeah, as long as I get my cut.
What, get the band back together?
Come on, what's not to like? You get to make money, you get to work with me.
I'm not sure what's in it for me.
Man, this town is full of fuglies. We are going to be rolling in it.
Whatever happened to born-again NHS?
Alimony.
Ah. I'll think on it.
Come on, man. It's a no-brainer.
It's me.
I do kind of miss the banter. It's hard being surrounded by adoring fans.
Achilles heel, right?
She sure has. Been giving you an earful, has she?
Want your toast for me?
I can't. 1 minute I'm on the stairs, next arse in the air. So am I stuck with it for life then?
No. Just think of it as a big splinter.
Like you padding, my old friend.
Any dizziness, blackouts, any other medical procedures we should know about?
Nah, strong as an ox.
Excuse us.
So, what's the treatment plan for Mr. Donnelly's ruptured Achilles?
The Thompson test won't work, and I can't see him fitting in a CT scanner, so Aquinas cast.
Hello, shouldn't you operate?
No, I'm fitting a plaster cast.
Wrong call.
And regarding the obesity?
It's not strictly relevant to the injury.
I'm surprised at you, Mr. Malik, avoiding the elephant in the room.
I'm on it, Mr. Hanson.
Cunningham? All right, where are they? Here you. Okay, I'll head down.
Hanson walks off.
Spence?
Dum, dum, dum. And another one bites the dust.
Have you been asked to contact her mother?
No, at no point.
All right, get the notes. Let's
there are no notes. There's no Laura Garrett on the system.
Well, Sunil's contacted the cops.
No, he hasn't. I've checked the regular and I've checked the domestic violence unit. Is he the type who thinks this kind of thing stays in the home?
Take it easy, Quincy. I'm dealing with it. What's going on?
How do you mean?
Something's not right. What are you involved in?
How long have you known me?
Too long.
Have I ever let you down? Bottled out? Left you hanging?
We both know you can sail close to the wind sometimes.
Maybe. Maybe not. But if you don't trust me, why are you trying to do business with me?
His squad's there, like a sniper. And as I venture from the door, he strikes. Now, as I maneuver to avoid the missile, the others launch an ambush from behind the hedge.
Gosh.
I give chase. I fall. I get up. And then... Look. Terrible, yes?
Yes. How old are these assassins?
Oh, maybe 8 or 9. They are small, but multiple, like rats.
Your x-rays. I'll be back. Give. The radiographer seemed concerned. You are such a worrywart, lovely. Why do you think that? Do people think that? Is it okay? Just get a CT scan, just to be safe.
In a side office.
Ah, Mr. Spence, do join us.
What's with the party?
This is too many people involved. I wanted it just him.
Well, Mr. Spence and I are now looped in because your superiors felt differently, apparently, so I suggest you go and confer with them, Mr. Weaver.
Bob leaves the room.
Well, I'm not joining any conspiracy until I know exactly...
There's no conspiracy.
Sunil, you did call the cops, right?
Not exactly. Weaver is the cops.
So now we're part of a circle of trust, as Cunningham would put it.
All right, who is she?
We have a name, Selina Maxwell, and notes coming from her GP.
Okay, so she's a witness or something?
Yes, due to give evidence to the Crown Court on Wednesday, apparently.
And they can't delay her?
I get the impression the witnesses are somewhat falling by the wayside. Under the circumstances, I'm happy to sign off the kit you need for the operation.
Great. Thanks.
Mr. Spence tells me that you're keen to get involved in the plastics unit with us at Holby.
Absolutely. Chomping at the bit. With this guy leading it, we should be netting 50k per calendar month by October.
That's interesting. Well, I admire your confidence. Excuse me. Ah, Cunningham of the Yard.
Hanson here. What can I do for you, Mr. Cunningham?
Well, you played me.
Ah, come on. Knock it off.
Economical with the truth.
Right back at you. But I am sorry. We got a deal?
Well, if you're as good in theatre as you are at the hustle... Yeah.
Malik gently eases the banister rod out of Brian's thigh.
Gotcha.
Didn't feel a thing.
A few stitches. Sorted.
So we've done previous medications and surgeries. What about, diet and exercise?
This is me after, pal.
He was put in a food programme by a bloke at St James's. Didn't work.
And then they denied me a gastric band. And how unfair is that?
Well, if you can't get with the programme.
Oh, here we go. I might not have to start with the self-inflicted.
Not exactly, but...
But you treat someone my rugby injury, though, right? Bloody hypocritical.
He would. I might not.
When you finish the stitches, we can get the leg in plaster.
Oh, the plaster didn't work. It didn't work the last time it happened.
Fine, my way is to try surgery.
Plaster's simpler.
But surgery requires less physio.
Can you guys not just put me under and work your magic?
Excuse us.
Malik follows Dan.
Sorry, you were made ortho consultant when?
He sits in plaster for 8 weeks, he'll never get up. Death by pizza, it's lazy, it's...
You're gonna tell him that, are you? Just give him some bluff about resources.
Not him lazy, you lazy. Plaster doubles the chances of a re-rupture, right?
Yeah, but surgery...
It's a pain in the arse, yeah? All that flesh to slice through, delay getting to the pub. Ah. Oh, and how do you know there's no vascular nerve damage? Didn't feel nothing when I removed the banister. Look, maybe the Doppler would...
No, I don't need a Doppler.
Oh, come on, man, concede. I'm all over this.
You're not. So not.
You know I am, and so do they. 2-0 to the Malik, my friend.
Malik goes back to Brian. Now, Michael's in an office, looking at cosmetic surgery procedures online when a meeting with Penny pops up on screen from his calendar.
Why you not ask me to call police?
Why you not get my lunch?
I would like to complain about this man. I don't think he's appropriate for a vulnerable patient.
Give it a rest. It's complicated.
Why you cover for him? Because he's your old school type?
We're in the midst of some delicate negotiations, all right?
Oh, so that you could make money and get your slice. Is that why you're covering for the scenario? What?
Michael turns to her with a serious expression.
You think I could have done something?
No, it was an accident. She just made the wrong decision.
Hey, buddy. The scans are through.
Selena is looking at pictures of herself in her purse.
Hello, I'm Dr. Petrenko. Are you okay for me to examine you? Alone.
Frida glares at Bob.
I'll be outside.
As he leaves the room, Frida checks the notes, and there's no name on the file. She looks up at Selena.
You know you can trust me. I will not pass on anything that you say without your permission. But it is my duty to ask. Who beat you up? Did you know them? Was it Bob?
No. No way, as if.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misconstructed. Sorry.
It's just some blokes.
Did you know them?
Knew them around. Mates of my mum's boyfriend. Asked me out for a drink.
You mean like a date?
Selena becomes tearful.
Were you raped?
No. I agreed to it.
Okay. If you go to police, they will help you.
Yeah, right. Just keep tabs on a few fellas. We've got your back.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
That's me. Can't keep my mouth shut.
Okay, so they will take care of you and they will put you in a safe place.
What, with a load of junky skanks? No, thanks. I got what was coming. Do you ring my mum for me? I need her.
She's handed Frida a piece of paper.
Okay, we do a Gillies lift to reduce the fracture, fewer incisions, less chance of intraoperative complications, and quicker recovery time.
No, we should do an open reduction. Blowouts damage the orbital floor, and there's a risk you'll develop chronic diplopia with a Gillies lift.
Oh, yeah, but an open reduction risks increasing the intraocular pressure. You do something wrong, she loses an eye.
You do a Gillies lift, it's as good as gone anyway.
I bet a cosmetic outcome will impress your board.
A patient who can see is going to impress my board.
Are you sure it's really necessary? It's a much more complicated procedure, far greater risks.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As long as you're not too ring rusty. You up for it?
Michael concedes.
Gilly's lift it is, then. You can assist. I'll show you how it's done. Sunil Bhatti always delivers.
Yeah, Mike Spence. All right, I'm coming up now.
Hanson wants to see me. Well, the show starts in 30 minutes.
Frida, I need to go upstairs for a little bit. Will you just help Mr. Bhatti with any...
Coffee? Massage? Of course.
I know he ticks you off. Just do it.
Mr. Malik's still learning, so I didn't want to embarrass him by contradicting him. But his suggestion of surgery isn't appropriate in this case.
Why? Because it's expensive?
Not exactly.
Because it's self-inflicted?
Not at all.
Because you can't be bothered?
No, because it's always best to avoid too many surgical procedures.
The other guy seems more sure of himself.
Well, that's his manner.
You're bluffing.
Come on, darling. This guy's the consultant. He's the one with all the influence.
Exactly. Good call.
Stick with him, you'll get us the gastric band, can you?
I can certainly look into it. Maybe pull a few strings.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, that'd be brilliant. We'd be really grateful.
You just said that too many ops was risky.
You misunderstand me.
I don't think I did.
Well, it's all about the allocation of resources.
So it's either the tendon surgery or the band, is that the message?
Kind of, yeah. Unofficially.
Right, well, let's do your plaster thing then.
Allocation of resources? It's a black.
Of course it is. But he's promised us it now, so if he backs out, you can kick off.
No, I'm not going along with it. Say it's risky.
I thought you wanted to move out.
Well, not if you're poorly.
Look, I get the gastric band, I lose weight. I lose weight, I get better. I get better, you can shack up with your Egyptian waiter.
He's not a waiter and he's not Egyptian.
Oh, well, that's what he's telling you. You're easily led. Now, have you brought me in the way of yogurts?
Right. I'd like to keep you in a little while longer. I've spotted an abnormality on your X-ray. We'll take you into theatre for an exploratory procedure.
Cancer?
Not at all. Well, not necessarily.
Sounds like cancer.
Well, it could be a lung infection or...
I give up. You and your pretty smile like the angel of death. One minute you're healthy like a Peloponnesian donkey, and the next minute you are doomed. You stare at me, but you don't really care in here.
That is not entirely true. Like I said, there are procedures that we...
Oh, yes, you do your job. You get me out of here. But what about the assassins? Can you save me from them?
I suppose that I can look at other routes.
Like police? Get them arrested?
More like home help. We have to be realistic here. I have to one minute, please. Jack, where do I find the on-call social worker?
Why, is it getting too much?
It's for a patient.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Thanks for your help.
You couldn't just discharge him, could you?
Because it became more complicated.
Doesn't it always, though?
Jack leaves Sahira looking shocked. Malik arrives at Brian's bed.
Whoa, Brian, step away from the yogurt, man. Didn't Mr. Hamilton put your nail by mouth?
No, there's been a change of plan. We're going for the plaster option. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
You've lost me.
Dr. Hamilton's promised him a gastric band.
Has he now?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Malik terminates Dan's phone call.
Right. We've had the public vote. Now, to the judges. Mr. Hanson, help me out here. You've seen Brian done in his scans. We should operate on the tendon, right?
The plaster's been done, he's fit, he's ready for discharge.
Typical orthopod, right? Bish, bash, bosh, down the pub. What about the pains and the pins and needles?
You ever ruptured an Achilles tendon?
No, but I've hit a nerve. Mr. Hanson, you're gonna have to call this.
Mr. Spence, I've arranged for you to outline your plastics unit to the board tomorrow morning.
Great, that was quick work.
Well, you asked me to raise it, so I did. They want you to pitch a case study, so you'll be operating in theatre this afternoon. It won't be a problem.
No, not at all.
Good. I'm very glad you've upped your game.
What plastics unit?
If I were you, I'd concentrate on the social responsibility angle. They're in a big society phase at the moment. Bring some lovely photos. Now these gentlemen want an update.
Mr. Hanson, you're going to have to call this. His way or my way?
Well, Mr. Spence, you're a member of the senior management team. I delegate this fascinating adjudication to you.
Hanson leaves.
Now, why do you think he wants you to work with Mr. Hamilton?
Well, he thinks it's because you're on the ropes and he's being groomed.
Really? Wow. Where do you get off, Malik?
I didn't mean it offensively, all right? Look, how can I put this? You're a theater man. You're not cut out for the front line.
Well, and that was the polite version.
So you think you're a tough guy?
I'm here. I deliver. Gold standard.
What he wants to see from you is teamwork, cooperation, and maybe just a tiny bit of humility. Yeah? Until you get that, you're not going anywhere. Hey, you still fully functional?
Yes, absolutely.
He won't let me examine him.
Well, now, why is that? You don't happen to have a problem with Mr. Malik,
no,
do you?
No. It's not some sort of homophobic thing. I just don't feel very comfortable.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a pity Chrissy isn't here. Be more our style, eh, mate?
You didn't know he was gay, did you?
Big poof, and I still whooped your ass.
Bob finds Michael in a side office.
No hard feelings?
Of course not. I get it.
Well, if only we'd have known what we was getting into. She's a brave girl.
You don't think it's too soon for her to go through cross-examination?
Look, it's just 2 minutes, Doc. She stands up and she says she saw so-and-so somewhere. It's over. Please. We need her. This is confidential, right?
Circle of trust.
Knowing a kid's been betrayed by her own mother. I mean, I ask you. How do I tell her that?
Frida takes the piece of paper to a telephone and makes a call.
Oh, is this Mrs. Avril Maxwell? Yes, I'm calling about your daughter. I'm afraid she's in the hospital.
Selena's in theatre.
All right, Sunil, let's give this girl her face back.
Oh, my glamorous assistant.
Scrap that, I'm leading. We're gonna go for the open reduction.
If you're sure, be my guest.
Sahira finds Hansen.
Anything else, we'd be very happy to accommodate. Thank you.
Something needs to be done about social care team.
I'm sure that's true, Miss Shah, but every department is under pressure.
They actually laughed in my face. I've got an elderly gentleman who's been harassed by some kids on his street.
What would you like me to do? March down there and give them the slipper?
I'm taking him in for a media stenoscopy, and I'm worried.
Look, since when have emotive arguments swayed me?
I'm not being emotive. I'm simply relaying facts. It's about seeing the whole picture.
It's about knowing the boundaries of what we can achieve for people.
Why does everyone think that I get over-involved?
Because you get over-involved. If something's painful, keep your distance.
He leaves her looking stunned. In theatre.
Smart work, my friend. Get bored with AAU, you could always become a dentist. So what do you reckon, mafia or triads?
Kind of busy here, Sunil.
Oh, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't Googled.
And?
I thought you weren't interested. Not much. Big dope dealer trial. Not much detail.
All right, finished. Go for it. All right, well, don't do drugs, people. Hey, I never inhale.
Although you did sleep with the trainee, as I recall.
Yeah, it's kind of why Annalise insisted on the move back to California.
Ah. Okay, I'm having trouble aligning the fragments here.
You want to come in another way?
No, the incision's too narrow.
Well, I can put one under the lateral brow.
Or I could extend this
No,
one.
Don't. You fat idiot. That's a facial nerve.
Yes, I know, it's severed.
You don't think that's a major screw-up on your part?
No, it happened during the attack. She couldn't raise her eyebrow. You saw for yourself. Don't get your knickers in a twist, Michael. I know a great ENT specialist who can deal with this.
No, we deal with it now. The longer we delay, the smaller the chance of a successful recovery.
Yes, I know, but if she's lucky, then the specialist won't have any trouble locating
her. If she's lucky, only half her face will be paralyzed.
What do you want from me, Michael? We don't have a microsurgery kit here, and I can't do such a delicate repair without one.
All right, stand back. Watch and learn. Nurse, I need an 8-0 nylon and the smallest needle holder we have. I'm going to do an anastomosis of the proximal and distal. Loops, please.
Okay, I'm trying to find a polite way of saying this. Gastric banding is a crap idea for you.
Well, so's been an egg sandwich away from a cardiac arrest.
Waste of time. Proven lack of motivation. Your weight has been static for 5 years.
I'm motivated.
Looking annoyed, Malik strides off.
he might meet the criteria.
Fat chance. No one in their right mind would okay it, and you know it.
Okay, calm down, Zippy.
It was a crazy promise.
Jack steps into a lift next to Hansen.
I hear there's something huge going on with Spence. All cloak and dagger down in AAU today. Is it true his neck's on the line?
Au contraire, Miss Naylor, I suggest you concentrate on your own neck.
You know, as senior management, I really should be across all the big issues.
As senior management, you shouldn't have lied to me about cascading the counselling email.
Hansen tuts as he gets out.
Scissors.
Michael snips a suture.
All right. That's the endoneural surfaces matched. Best we can do for now.
Okay, let's get word upstairs she's fit to testify.
Well, not fit, but not incapable.
Don't underplay it. You are the best. I knew you'd pull it off.
Skinny the tea, Sunil.
I had faith in you. That's why we're going to be such a great team. And what a case study. Dude, you came through. This is a triumph. This is you at your best.
Our pigtail's the same as Platt's.
What?
My little sea earth girl wants Platt's doing before she'll take her pre-meds.
Why are you asking me?
Because I thought it might be funny. Sorry. Listen, I see you're down to do a media stenoscopy on that old fella.
And?
Well, I'm doing one on the bloke with the curly hair. Want me to do yours? Save them setting up twice.
Oh, no, thanks. I prefer to see through my own cases.
I'm just trying to be mates.
On Darwin? Is that wise?
I'll take that as a no.
So what do they say?
Mr. Domenchensky, I'm afraid social care felt that it wasn't a matter they could deal with.
So you lied to me? You lied?
No, no, I didn't lie to you, Mr. Domenchensky. I did my best to help.
Mr. Domenchensky flings his urine container at her, and she's drenched. In the bathroom, she reaches for a hand towel to blow her nose before beginning to take off her top. She hears someone else.
Who is that?
Me. Elizabeth.
Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
You sound upset, Elizabeth.
It's fine. It's not a work thing. Do you want to talk? No, thank you.
Elizabeth strides out with her head bowed. To Brian's daughter.
It's a long period of assessment.
So you're backing out now that you've got our hopes up? It's one chance to get better.
Upon reflection, it's not obvious that more surgery won't be too risky.
Strip it desperate fatty, I'll believe anything. Is that
it? Whoa, cool it, lady, OK? You're not doing him any favours by pushing this.
I'm trying to protect him.
Protect him? You really want to help? Keep him off the pasties. Make him change.
It's not that easy.
Who buys the food? Who cooks it? Who gets up at night to buy him crisps from the garage?
Right. I'm going to patient liaison to complain that we've been lied to. And whilst I'm gone, you can get him some painkillers. You've left him in agony.
What? No, he's in good spirits.
Because fatties are always jolly, right? You know, bugger all.
She walks off.
Next time, why don't you just poke them in the eye?
I just tell it like it is. Like my man Hansen says, don't avoid the elephant in the room.
Unless you can do the band surgery, shut the hell up.
Me? I'm just a registrar. I don't know Jack.
Resolve your clinical difference of opinion?
Yep. Mr. Hamilton's plaster path is the path of truth and righteousness, and I'm truly humbled working with him.
Hansen leaves.
Give him morphine. Send him home.
You owe me for that backup. 3-0. No, more like 7. Brian, how's the pain?
And I throw up, is she?
BP is kind of low. You still got the pins and needles?
There's something wrong with the plaster.
Brian's toes are purple.
Only one way to find out. This baby's going to have to come right off.
I can't feel anything.
It'd be the anaesthetic.
Bob, I can't go up there. Not looking like this.
It's just 5 minutes on video. Ain't got to go anywhere.
I want it over now. Just watch a few deals, you said. Nothing massive, you said.
Yeah, but look, you pull out now and they get away with it.
I want to see my mum. Please, she won't say anything.
You bring her in,
involve her. I can't protect more than one person.
This your idea of protect? Please, I just need my mum.
Look, she's too connected to him. I can't risk it.
She won't say anything. She wouldn't. She's my mum.
She would. I'm sorry, love.
I don't believe you.
A black, shiny 4x4 pulls into the car park.
Paralyzed? How?
Down here. Temporarily.
That is the worst case scenario, but I am hopeful.
But she'll still be able to testify.
Career case for you, huh?
I'm the one using her, am I?
Guys, calm down. Let's just try and find a middle ground here.
However bad it's going to be, just don't tell her till the trial's over.
Are you serious?
Look, she's hanging by a thread as it is. This would just blow the whole thing.
We could do that.
No. We gotta tell her what the danger is.
So we push her over the edge before we're even sure of the outcome?
She is being sacrificed, and I'm not gonna protect your reputation.
Mike, she's already been sacrificed. The best that we can
hope
for.
Who brought them?
Frida's showing a man and a woman along the corridor. The man is on his phone. The 4x4 pulls up outside the hospital entrance, and two thugs get out.
Why'd you call her?
She asked for her mother.
Well, where'd you get the number?
She gave it to me.
Oh, for crying out loud, Mike.
You have screwed this. You have properly screwed this.
All right, look, I will cover it. I'll just tell him
no
that...
No amateur heroics. We get her out of here.
No. She needs post-op care. Now we can get her to St. James.
They will have people at every hospital for miles. You don't know these guys. I'm calling the chief. You're all finished.
This is on me, not them.
How are you with gunshot wounds?
I'll deal with it.
No.
Too late. I need an arrest team and armed support. Listen, if I storm, can you get her out of here?
What do we tell her?
Just think of something.
With the cast removed, Brian's writhing in agony.
Okay.
Why wasn't I spotted?
It was covered with plaster. If you guys hadn't insisted on...
You're supposed to be looking out for me. I'm in agony here.
Okay, Doppler, please. I need to measure the intercompartmental pressure.
Oh, Pet, please don't leave me, Pet.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not moving a muscle.
Okay, so we want to take you to a special clinic. It's better equipped. All right? Come on, let's go.
Still can't feel anything.
It's temporary. It'll be better in a couple days. Let's get out of here.
Well, what about court?
Right now, we're not worried about your testimony. We just want you to be cared for.
Did they tell you what I've done? Betrayed people. Cops paid me to do it.
Risk and reward, way of the world.
Okay, decreased blood flow in right foot, possible raised intracompartmental pressure, evidence of necrosis, page theatre, page Mr. Hamilton.
The couple Frida brought in spot Bob accompanying someone out of the ward in a wheelchair, and they follow. Outside, as Dan admires Sunil's car, the black 4x4 pulls up right by the hospital doors. Brian's being wheeled along.
Okay, more IV, morphine. Nearly there, Brian. Chase Mr. Hamilton again, please.
No, it's not safe.
Safer than him losing a leg or dying on the ward, trust me.
Dying?
He won't die, because the medic's here.
Okay, stop. The consultant said too many ops was risky. I just thought that if he had the band, then maybe I could have some time to myself.
Take him through to theatre, please. Okay. How can I put this sensitively? He was talking out of his ass.
Why would you do that?
Score points off of me. Exaggerated the risks, you went for it.
Please, I don't want anything to happen to him.
Hey, I wouldn't do this if it was dangerous, believe me.
Sorry, I just find it hard to trust any of you.
But I'm the one guy around here you can trust.
Bob, a porter, and the figure in the wheelchair make their way out of the hospital and into a waiting ambulance. As the ambulance pulls away, the 4x4 blocks its path, and the two thugs run up to the back doors. They open them to find Bob with Frida in the back of the ambulance. The police arrive.
All right, come on, let's go.
No, I want you to drive.
Sunil throws Michael the keys to his flash car. Selena gets into the passenger seat, and Michael drives it away.
Just what you spent in his midlife crisis. Yeah.
Steve Barty, right?
Yeah.
I recognize your face from the brochures. Can I have a word?
Yeah, sure.
Sahira's in theatre with Mr. Domenchensky.
Why do good-looking women have crap taste in music?
Hey, how's it going?
Sorry about the, should have taken the little girl.
A dark mass.
Terrific. Just terrific. This is a perfect day.
It's a nice way of explaining lung cancer.
Buy a packet of fags and tell him to knock himself out.
Oh, the tough guy charm. Don't bite for a second.
Oh, our favourite snake in the grass. Can anyone smell pee? Just couldn't wait to go bawling to Hanson, could you? Oh, Miss Naylor won't get me free therapy.
Don't know what you're talking about, Jack. I didn't...
Oh, come on. You're out for yourself. Spike me, build your own empire.
Where has this come from? It's complete rubbish.
Oh, is it? You wouldn't even hand over a media stenoscopy to Greg. So the theatre team had to prep twice so that you could get the glory.
I did nothing of the sort, and I am sick and tired of your accusations, your caricaturing.
Oh, man up. Save us the crocodile tears.
Not everyone can be like you, Jack. Little Miss Steelknickers, no life, work late, meal for one. And who'd want to be like that anyway? Is that tough enough for you, hon?
Thank you.
Some kind of hiccup?
Flesh necrotizing, probable compartment syndrome, risk of subsequent kidney failure, risk he'll lose his leg if I don't do an emergency fasciotomy.
Nothing much, then. Now it's dismissed.
Now, don't even try it, my lazy friend. It's your mistake. Now scrub in and repair the tendon. Oh, and by the way, 8-0.
Mr. Domenchensky is back on the ward.
Ah.
Mr. Domenchensky.
You have cured me. I can tell. I knew it. She cares. She listens. She cannot kill the rats, but she won't let you die. Thank you very much.
I need to show you some scans. Might clarify the situation. Come back.
Ah, how's it going?
Oh. How do I tell him he's got until Christmas?
Buy a card and cross out the bit that says under Happy New Year?
It's serious.
All the more reason not to take it seriously.
Oh, here we go again. I'm so over-involved, right? Well, pardon me for giving a damn about my patients. I'm sorry. I'm pathetic because I don't find it easy to give out a death sentence. Obviously, I'm a wuss because I can't come out with stupid one-liners.
Well, I don't know about that. You did pretty good back there. And you listen. You're good at that.
Yeah. Listening, grade A. Breaking bad news, not so good. Right, here we go.
God forbid this should be taken as chivalrous, but would you like me to do it for you?
I can face it.
Come on, the guy chucked his bedpan at you. You don't have to deal with
it. I can do my job.
Let me take him for the team. We can play to our strengths.
Buy me a hairbrush and I'll do the plaits. And on the upside, I can go and kick Social Care's butt. They want terminal. I'll give them terminal.
You go, girl. You get that Asbo man a cozy place at Napier House.
Asbo?
We're talking about the Polish guy, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, got in trouble for chucking buckets of pee over little kids. Repeat offender, Jack told me.
I wish she didn't tell me.
She said she would. We've got to watch that.
Thanks for being a good colleague.
Don't spread it around, but some of us here on Darwin have even been known to be friends.
The serenity of a calm theatre. Well, Mr. Malik, you've obviously thrived under Mr. Hamilton's wing.
We're your top team, Mr. Hanson. We be like Ebony and Ivory together in perfect harmony.
Very good.
Thank you, Zippy. Appreciate it.
Please, if I'm Zippy, that makes you bungle. This is all on you.
Mate, I'll make it up.
Damn right you will.
This
plastics unit. We're first in the queue for the scraps on the side.
Before or after the patient grasses us to the bus?
Not a problem.
I can buy them off.
I picked up a rebound. Pretty basic.
Michael loosens his tie as he lets himself into the side office at AAU. Frida knocks on the door.
So how was the fast car in the big city?
Good. So that was nice work today, D.I. Petrenko. You're gonna make Flying Squad yet?
Yeah, I screwed up. Majorly. I'm sorry.
It was my fault. Shouldn't have dragged you into it. Communication error.
We should talk more.
Hey. You wanna get a drink? Mark her absence.
Team Spence, huh? No plastics? Are you back as a dungeon master?
Well, that would make you the dragon, honey.
He pulls out his phone.
Mr. Hansen. Yep. I'll be up. Another one bites the dust.
In Hansen's office.
We lost our case study. She was never even here.
How would you like me to proceed?
I guess cancel the board.
Seems a shame now that Cunningham thinks of you as a crime-busting superhero and an impressive plastic surgeon to boot. We'll spare him the details, shall we?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I could talk up the idea to the board.
Well, it's up to you. Entirely your call. Come in. Mr. Barty, do sit down.
Sorry, just finalizing some details.
Well, run me through your sound bites, and I shall eviscerate them for style and content.
Wait, you guys. We lost the patient.
That's not a problem, Mike. I found us another guy willing to go under first thing. He'll even come and speak to them if we want. Case study. Injured gentleman on Keller. Refused gastric banding from St. James's despite numerous appeals. Problems arising from obesity. Projected lifespan without surgery, 2 years.
And presumably can't pay.
We do it gratis. Mr. Hamilton made a very passionate case to me.
Dan Hamilton.
We show social responsibility and save this hospital some money in the medium term. Win-win.
Bariatrics. Well, it's non-cosmetic.
Mr. Spence is a genius. Show him off to the max. Besides, it's an expanding market.
Fine. Well, if you're happy, Mr. Spence.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I'm happy.
It's okay to be vulnerable sometimes, you know.
I'm not vulnerable.
Well, I love a good pal cry.
I'm not upset. I just find it hard to forget things like other people.
Penny.
I know it's unprofessional, but I just keep thinking of her. I can't get her out of my head and act normal.
That is normal.
I hardly knew her. I'm not trying to muscle in.
Oh, come on, we're all more than just acquaintances, right?
Do you know we weren't even emailed about the free counselling?
I heard about that. How did you know about it?
Mr. Hansen asked me if Jack had cascaded. I told him she hadn't.
Hmm.
Ah.
The ultimate test of trust.
And you passed. Just. Will she do it?
Maybe. If I hold her hand.
Huh, still got it.
Means missing the board meeting tomorrow.
No brainer. Of course you go. What, you think I've lost all moral compass? I can pitch the case study. This is bigger than money.
Elizabeth joins them, and the champagne is handed out.
Wait a minute. Neither really put money behind the bar.
Beats playing basketball, mate.
Hey, anytime you want a rematch.
We celebrate her life. To Penny.
To Penny.
Penny. To Penny.
Okay, can you feel anything?
It's tingling.
Well, that is great news. Selena, I think everything's gonna be fine.
She's handed a Bible.
I swear by Almighty God that the testimony I'm about to give will be the truth,
the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Michael reaches for her hand.